This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Just another day in the pandemic world. How are you, America, and all of our friends joining us from other parts of the world? Here in the United States of America, it still is mask on, mask off. Texas business owners aren't completely on board with Governor Greg Abbott's decision to say go maskless. They want the faces covered. Why? They're worried about liability. In the meantime, that $1.9 trillion stimulus is tweaked yet again, and the Senate is gearing up for a wacky marathon push for COVID relief, the debate opening with a reading of a 600-page bill aloud. What do you think people are doing? The senators that represent you and me, what do you think they're doing while this is being read when it's not their turn to read? So the chamber voted Thursday afternoon, and this is where we kick things off, to open debate on the legislation. But Republican opposition is drawing out the timeline for considering the bill, which has undergone lots of major changes while in the Senate, before it's sent back to the House for final approval, and then the president for his John Hancock. That starts with forcing the 628-page bill to be read out loud before 20 hours of debate can begin. So it just kind of shows you, right? It is right now the very thinnest of Democratic majorities. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the 50-50 tie in advancing the bill because it wouldn't have advanced. Dems say the legislation is urgently needed to address the devastation of the pandemic world we live in. Republicans denouncing the bill as a partisan measure jam-packed with liberal priorities. They say they're signaling they won't let it advance to a final vote without putting up a fight and dragging out the process. Of course they are, if all this reading is going on. So a Senate clerk started reading the bill out loud at 3:20 Eastern. Do the math, 10 hours, that's about what it will take, so it's still going on. And Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin has indicated he could take steps to stretch out the timeline for considering the legislation and any amendments offered to it. Chuck Schumer shot back, the Senate Majority Leader, calling him out in a floor speech on Thursday, saying, "We all know this will nearly delay the inevitable." So if it takes a few sore throats for the Senate clerks who work very, very hard day in and day out to help the Senate function, that's exactly what will happen. It's pretty interesting. In one little notable kind of shift, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has said she has not decided how she'll vote. Ooh. There's always a cliffhanger on the relief package, voted against proceeding to the bill. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, a South Dakota Republican, said early on Thursday that he didn't know how Murkowski, who is up for re-election next year, will vote on the bill, but that he was hopeful she'll stick with the Republicans in opposing it. I mean, this is what every day seems to be like on this, not just this COVID bill, but everything else that's coming down the pike. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin said members start with a great number of amendments and great resolve and eventually dwindles down. That's what happens. It dwindles down to a handful of amendments and no resolve. People just want to get out of here. Yeah, they're tired. That's the whole idea. You're making them weary. You wear it down. That's the idea, right? And look, Republican Senator Mike Braun from Indiana said that Republicans plan to use time attempting to spotlight elements of the bill they disagree with, that there's so much in the bill that needs to be discussed. He said, my feeling is that we are going to be investing some time in pointing out what we don't like. It is the inevitable. Inevitably, this passes unless some Democrats say no. And there was so much hand-holding and hand-wringing going on to make sure that the Democrats would stay in play, because if they didn't, then it doesn't matter, Kamala Harris, and that vote to move the bill forward, to proceed in that direction. So this is inevitably, unless somebody pulls out, what will happen? It will go through, right? But will the Democrats regret the bill? Will you, America, regret the bill? Not if you need the money. Not if you need the stimulus check. And I think the stimulus check will be pumped back into the economy. I do. So you give checks out to people who need it. Yes, there are going to be bills that are essential that are paid. But I think some of that money goes back out, maybe to local restaurants, that kind of thing. So that is the good aspect of this. Although the number of people who will get it will be smaller because the numbers have shifted as to who is eligible. So if you're hanging on my words because you really need the cash and you need the unemployment benefits to be extended, this could happen in the next couple of weeks, depending on how long this gets dragged out. If my math is correct, and I do math on my hands, I'm saying, you know, by the end of March, you would get a check, especially if you had direct deposit, which, by the way, because I've been asked this in the mailbag, it does not count on your taxes. It does not count, because somebody asked me, oh, I got $600 here, I got $1,200 here. What am I going to do? My kids need them. Oh, what am I going to do? I got these car payments. No, they don't worry about that for taxes. So it is the same old in D.C. It is. It's just a different flavor this time around. When it comes to COVID and deaths, over 510,000 people have died. We know that. Vaccinations are up, up, up. The J&J one-shot deal is all the rage because people don't want to get two shots and wait if they want to get the vaccine. So that's out there, and people are talking about it. And more than 20% of adult Americans have been vaccinated so far. And more vaccines are coming. And then there is, of course, the mandate from the president that all teachers that want the vaccine get the vaccine, so the schools would open wide, because less than 50% of schools across America are open. A lot of them are still virtual, or they're doing kind of that hybrid thing. So it's less than 50% at this point. Do you think the United States is still the best country in the world to relocate to? Talking about it next.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Yes, for my Canadian friends, and I have many. I have many of them, and Menti, too. I do have Mentis in my back pocket. The Great White North is the most desirable place to live on the planet. That's according to new Google search data. Canada is officially the most desirable place to relocate to. Why? Financial services providers are good and Canada's the place that people want to go. It's on the top of their wish list of countries for so many reasons, they say. Another top spot is Australia. Yep, Australia's popular. It's popular for British immigrants especially. They really, really like it. Spain is the third most popular country for people looking to emigrate with 12 other countries listed below. The United States squeezed into the top 10, sharing a joint 9th place with the United Kingdom. So, once again, the Brits and the Americans are in bed together, but they fell down the ladder. So, why? Why don't people want to leave? It used to be the United States. The United States was top dog. But they're seeing what's happening in some of our cities and they don't like some of the regulations, and for various other reasons, Canada is, and Trudeau and his gang seem much more appealing as a place to relocate to. And how about that? The United States, it was so odd today, it popped out at me. I was actually talking to someone in the UK, and I looked up the desirable countries because they had mentioned it to me. I thought that can't be possible. But specifically what Google shows is Canada has, there are 30 countries. People from 30 countries are overwhelmingly looking up things, want to move to Canada. Japan, 13 countries want to move there. Spain, 12 countries want to move there. You get it. Germany and so on. Australia, Switzerland, Portugal. U.S., two countries want to move here. And the United Kingdom. We're tied with them, right? Wow. Is that surprising? Oh, I am a proud American. The U.S. is awesome. Have we lost our touch? I think that especially some of this data was collected right in the beginning of the year. I think the January 6th Capitol incident, watching what happened and how we looked like a banana republic, that we couldn't defend ourselves and keep lawmakers safe, and who cares if they have an R or a D or an I, or they're confused, or you hate them or you like them. We did look ridiculous. You know, the gates were wide open, and now outside of our Capitol, as all of you know and have seen, I'm sure, some of the video or some of the static pictures of it, it does look like we're in Venezuela or somewhere. And trust me, I've been to some of these countries. I've been to Venezuela. I saw what it was like. I covered the Mexican elections. I know I've talked about this before, so pardon me if you've heard this story. I don't want to be that parrot that tells something over and over again, but the quick version is this. I spoke Spanish. I speak a little Spanish, más o menos, now, but was really fluent then, and went down. I was an anchor reporter and went down television and went down to cover the elections in Chihuahua. And I was very surprised by massive weapons everywhere, guards everywhere. And we had television. We had a camera. They knew we were from the U.S. and in interviewing people and then going and watching people vote and seeing them stuff the ballot box because they were forced to at gunpoint. It was pretty frightening to me as a young, 21-year-old, and thinking, I really live in the best country in the world. Because we get to free vote. We get to vote. Nobody's sticking a gun against my head and telling me what to do. And it was frightening. And trust me, there's more to that story. It's in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. It was scary. Not what I expected would happen. So I think what happened January 6th kind of shook people off the U.S. I'm not saying coming to visit and seeing once everything is open again, seeing the sites and some of our history and the diversity of the topography of the United States, etc., and the welcoming attitudes, I hope, still of many in the U.S., but I do think it's the whole idea of the ugly American just got bigger and bigger when we couldn't protect our own. We couldn't protect our own lawmakers, and it was hours and hours and hours and hours of watching just ridiculousness happen. Yeah. Tough to get that image out of your head, and I think for other people, very tough. And of course, all the laws that fluctuate in 10 different, directions. So when we look at the effect of relocating because of the pandemic, now that's something that's happened. Millions of Americans have moved during the pandemic. And New York especially, while many New Yorkers don't want to talk about it, that are, they're sticking, they're staying, they're fine. They know it's New York's been through a lot. It's going to open up again. It's going to be fine. I know 10, I am not kidding, I know 10 New Yorkers, five of them well, the others acquaintances, that left New York, took their families, some of them had families, some of them didn't, but a lot had families, and moved to Florida because they didn't want to live. They wanted to live somewhere out. They wanted to live somewhere where they had some space, and they didn't want to live in the city with what was happening, especially where they were really trapped in high-priced boxes, essentially, on top of each other in these high rises. So New York is like, especially Manhattan, is like a ghost town it's definitely a fraction of what it used to be. And roughly one in five Americans have relocated due to the pandemic or know somebody who has relocated. I don't know anyone who relocated to Canada, especially because all these borders were closing up pretty fast anyway. But when you look at that number, you had people that moved permanently or temporary. You had some that moved into their houses. And millions of Americans did that. Of course, moved out of college dorms that abruptly closed, communities that they perceive now as unsafe, housing they couldn't afford, that would be Manhattan. One in five is a big number. And changed because they wanted something better, or they needed something cheaper, or they needed to feel safer. And these are all numbers, by the way, that the Pew Research Center survey came up with. Among the people that were surveyed in June, and then moving forward to the end of the year, 3% say they themselves moved permanently. They just wanted to do that. And 14% of those who didn't personally experience relocation say they absolutely knew someone who did. Overall, 37% of those ages 18 to 29 say they moved or someone moved into their home. Right? So it's interesting to see shifts in where people want to live, where people have located just even here in the United States. And you wonder what happens. Okay, you get the herd immunity, the vaccine, not to vax or vax. Enough people, I believe. I have no reason to believe this other than gut feeling and talking to a few scientists that will hit that 80% and we get that herd immunity. Let's say we get that herd immunity. Then what happens? When things open up more, there's more opportunities, and even though there's going to be still so much remote work, then what? Then what do people do? How do they view their lives after spending a year of their life basically in some sort of lockdown? How do you feel then about taking off and seeing things that you haven't seen before, taking more risk, deciding that you're going to live someplace that you thought about, put it on your list, but now you say, forget it, I'm ready to go? I think we may see more people that say they're ready to go and relocate, sell a house, move, do something different. We're headed to the mailbag. A couple of you talked about relocation, so that's pretty interesting. Who and what do they have to say about where they're moving to? I'll tell you next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Senate debate on the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package has been drawn out. Senate Republicans have requested the 628-page bill to be read aloud after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to the routine request to waive it.
All I'm trying to do is make this a more deliberative process, but obviously shine the light on this abusive and obscene amount of money that's going to further mortgage our children's future.
The reading of the bill could go on into Friday morning, followed by 20 hours of debate on the bill and the amendments. A federal judge has ordered a two-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing. This is USA Radio News. The American Society of Civil Engineers have given the U.S. infrastructure a C grade. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
America's airports, roads, and other systems received a grade of C-, a slight improvement from 2017's D+. Describing America's infrastructure, the American Society of Civil Engineers released its grade on Wednesday. The organization analyzes 17 individual categories, ranging from bridges, roadways, public transit, parks and ports, and release a grade every 4 years. Grades this year range from a B, good, in rail, to a D- poor in transit. The C grade represents a mediocre rating. Grades in five categories, aviation, drinking water, energy, island waterways, and ports improved. Just one category, bridges, declined. It is the first time in 20 years America's infrastructure is out of the D range. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The mail room. Just a quick reminder, you can always flip me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. It's easy. Click on contact, boom, and let them flow in whatever direction you choose. How about this? Catherine listening to us in Jackson, Mississippi. She says, Kate, I'm baffled. We have the worst situation going on here. We've had horrible water for 2 weeks. It's undrinkable, unbathable, you name it. So we're using bottled water. I mean, this is a pandemic, for God's sake. There are people with kids and young babies that are dealing with this situation. Luckily, I'm not in that bad a shape, but I'm getting, like everybody else, we're getting bottled water, and that's what's happening. And the city says it's the aging infrastructure. I think, and my family's lived in Jackson for quite some time, I think we are looking at moving to someplace else in the United States. I hate to say it, but Mississippi isn't what it used to be, and there doesn't seem to be any great answers, and who knows when we'll get water back. So it's all about boiling water, getting the bottled water, and I am, for one, sick of it. Yeah, I know that story. they've been on that advisory when they make you boil the water, like you mentioned, boiling the water, since the end of February. So no water pressure in lots of parts of the city. It is horrible aging infrastructure. And that's what the mayor has said, that, yeah, it's awful. And it's been a major fact of life in the state that the people are selling T-shirts, or somebody's selling a T-shirt that says, "Welcome to Boil Water Alert, Mississippi." That, I mean, seriously, what can you do but make jokes and laugh about it? But it's not funny when that's what you're dealing with. And they've had this horrible infrastructure for a while now and haven't done anything about it. And, of course, what is the city going to say? Well, they need resources. They need money. They need to do something to replace pipes that are over 100 years old, which makes me wonder about infrastructure in your city, in your suburb. What's it like there? You know, there's a lot of discussion about infrastructure. That was a Trump thing, which now is supposedly a Biden thing, about working on infrastructure because it would create jobs, and it's horrific in some places in this country. I don't think we want to know what some of the pipes are like where we're living, honestly. I feel you, Catherine, so that's terrible. So you're thinking about relocating. Where should you go? Are you going to go to Florida? It seems pretty close, right? Close to Mississippi. Florida has its own problems, though. But I don't know anywhere where they're having that situation like Jackson has. Yes, in Texas they had it, but not. It's not lingering now for the most part. It's not 100% out, but for the most part. All right, how about Joe listening to us on WGSO in New Orleans? And he says, "Kate, I appreciate the shout-outs. I heard somebody say that the other day, that you like Louisiana, so you got to come down here soon and get some of that good crawfish. You know what I'm talking about." And I wondered if you had any thoughts on Les Miles and the situation that our former LSU football coach is facing. I didn't realize just how bad it was with Miles. Him and Cuomo, who probably couldn't be more different, have something in common, and it's called sexual harassment. Yeah, it's interesting you bring Les Miles up. And, of course, yeah, he was the head football coach for LSU, and he was accused of texting female students, you know, taking them to his condo alone, making them feel uncomfortable, kissing a student, suggesting they go to a hotel after telling her he could help her career. LSU has done, did an internal investigation, and they released it. And I think that's why you're probably asking me that, Joe, because that just blew up all over the place. And, you know, we're talking about 2013. They did an investigation back in 2013, and they found that they didn't find that he had sexual relationships with any of the women, but they found his behavior inappropriate, that whole thing of kissing girls, that whole kind of that deal, that whole thing. So he's accused by the athletic department staff of saying that the female student workers who helped the football team in a big way, because they helped lure top recruits, needed to be attractive, blonde, and fit. That was in the report, too. And if they didn't meet the criteria, they should be given a few hours or terminated. Wow. So the report really kind of made Les Miles look really, 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 really creepy. And remember, Les Miles is now the head coach at the University of Kansas. And all that stuff was made public after USA Today actually sued for the records in January. LSU refused to release the records, and then Miles intervened in the lawsuit, saying his reputation would be ruined if the report was made public. Too late. It's public. It's public, so now people know. And it's interesting saying that Cuomo and Les Miles have something in common. So far, the Cuomo stuff is not good by any stretch, but nothing, it didn't sound like none of the texting things that we know of, or none of that has come out at all. And of course, there was that awkward statement from Cuomo the other day saying, "Yeah, I'm not resigning." and that questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in the office, but I didn't intend to offend anyone or cause them harm. I spend most of my life at work, and colleagues are often personal friends. I mean, that's what he said. And he went on to say he thought being playful and making jokes that are funny, that's what he does, and he teases people in a good-natured way, and da-da-da-da-da, and he's teased people about their personal lives, and, you know, that he didn't ever want to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but there are allegations that New Yorkers deserve answers to. So his lawyers didn't want him to do that, but he did that. Does he survive, or does he ultimately find himself not the governor of New York? So different situations, because Les Miles is at the University of Kansas. What are they going to do? Are they going to say, eh, this isn't good, we don't like these optics, so sorry, I know it happened then, we haven't had anything here? I don't know. That's different when you, although is it? I mean, from the perspective of what could happen, and what do boosters say versus what do voters say? What do the people you represent say in New York, you know, comparing sports to politics? Yeah. All right, then I got this one, and this is interesting. This one is from Paul, who's listening to us on WMIC, one of our great new affiliates in Sandusky, Michigan, 660 AM. He said, Kate, I know you have, like, this fascination, maybe, because I heard you talking about earthquakes and living in California at one point in your life. Did you hear the deal about New Zealand and the tsunami warning? I think the tsunamis are crazy scary, especially in that part of the world. Yeah, we had somebody on last week that was talking about ring lasers and talking about earthquakes and what would happen at Christchurch, New Zealand. Well, New Zealand actually downgraded its tsunami warning after that earthquake hit the islands over there. The Kermadec, I think it is, island region, and there was a big fear of tsunamis. I mean, because that was an 8.1 quake, the third to hit that area on Friday morning. And so there were emergency alerts popping up on phones saying, evacuate now. Evacuate. Now they have a thing called, you know, tsunami sirens. They rang out. There was that temp evac order for people near the coastline saying, don't stay at home. A damaging tsunami is coming your way. And these islands are about 500 to 600 miles, give or take, of northeast of New Zealand's North Island. And you look at it on a map. Talk about vulnerable. It's like a little teeny, it's supposed to be beautiful, teeny tiny dot. Woo! I mean, we're talking super, super small. All right, this one is from Ann, listening to us in Brownsville, Texas. Kate, has the governor lost his mind? I am a card-carrying Republican-voting conservative, but I think it is stupid for Abbott to lift the mask mandate next week, because why not just wait a couple of weeks? We're just oh so close. Why have the bullseye on the backs of some of the Texans who have to rely on other people to do the social distancing thing? Because for goodness sake, you can't say that people aren't carrying COVID. There are probably some that are. Well, you know, here's the thing. What's happening is some of these restaurants are saying, yeah, no, mask required. So they can do that. Some of these local businesses, as much as they want the business, they're worried about that COVID-19 variants and that they're much more transmissible. So they don't want people coming to their restaurants and getting sick as much as they want the business. And that's not everyone, by the way, because there's plenty of businesses that are also opening. And it is interesting because Fauci went after Texas, as did Biden, for he said it was Neanderthal thinking. That's what Biden said. Wow. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Flip me your thoughts. Mic drop next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher. I want to reach out and grab you.
Yes, speaking of wanting to reach out and grab you, that's kind of our mic drop deal. Imagine you are a student, and this is an important class. It's a mathematics university class that you have to take. Your professor's there. You're there. Praying you don't get that Zoom doom because it's a long lecture. It's going to be 2 hours. And when your professor comes on, Dong Wang is his name. He is a professor at the National University of Singapore. He goes on and on and on and on and on, and you think, I can't hear anything. Is it me? What could it be? Are you on? Can I hear you? His mic was muted for 2 hours. He called for questions from the 20 students who actually stayed connected to the online class throughout the whole thing and didn't get any questions. And he was startled by that and said, can we finish our class? And, of course, nobody heard that. Eventually, a few students spoke up. They tried hard because something had happened, and he was messing around at the very tail end of it and didn't realize that he was on mute. and he was at the very end unmuted. And he said, we cannot, the student said, we cannot hear anything from you since 6:08. It's been over 2 hours. And the professor asked the student, who confirmed the time, you mean how long did you hear? No, we didn't hear. You didn't hear anything. We heard nothing. It was frozen. It was nothing. He was pretty rattled. He told the class he'd repeat the entire lecture another time. Great! Can you remember to keep your mic on? Oof, the ultimate mic drop moment. What do you do? I mean, there was no phone. There was no way to get in touch with him. There was no way for him to respond. And he assumed, he didn't realize it. He assumed that he was on. So there's like a lesson in this, right? And why did that happen? He was doing the entire lesson on an iPad. So he didn't have a setup where it was like a laptop, where it was a desktop. And iPads are great, but I could see how if you didn't, you could have that go mute and not realize it. And he didn't have that phone. I mean, this is the deal. When you do a Zoom, and because now everybody's used to what that is and what does that mean, you got to have a phone near you. You have to have a way to communicate when something freezes up or something happens. So I can't believe even 20 students were there that long. I mean, how long do you, TikTok, do you decide, this is too long. I've been sitting here for 30 minutes and I'm just burning up my life, burning up time, and I can't hear anything. There's nothing happening. Nothing. Nothing's happening, so time to move on. Speaking of moving on, it's worth a couple of quick hits here on some interesting stories that include Meghan Markle. If you don't know who she is married to Prince Harry. And, of course, the whole thing is they didn't want to do the royal thing. They moved to Canada. Now, there's someone that moved from Canada to the United States. They relocated, moved to the United States. And they both have done an interview with Oprah that apparently there's going to be all kinds of things that you didn't know about the royal life. And Harry's already said that it was terrible for his mental health because of the reporters there and how they follow you around and everything else. And I guess at one point, stacks of free designer clothes poured in when Markle started dating Prince Harry. And the future Duchess had furious fights with palace aides who sent them all back. You don't get to keep these. This isn't Los Angeles. This isn't an award show. So it's against royal protocol, apparently. So she was pretty livid when that happened, when they were there and at the palace and finding all this thing out, all these things out about the royal life. And now there's these accusations that she was a bully, that she was a bully to the staff. And I think that's because of the anticipated interview with Oprah Winfrey on Sunday. And I don't know what else is going to drop out, what they're going to say. But apparently, the palace is not happy about it because they say the timing is bad. And they don't want to have that out there. They don't want to have anything, of course, that dents the image. In the United States, do we care that much about the royals? There are some. I know in the UK it makes sense. You think of the history, you go back and you look at the history of the royal family, and there is something about that. I mean, the royal family is like the ultimate celebrities in England. And because there's all that shroud of secrecy, which is probably why the Netflix show The Crown is so popular, because of the whether it's creative liberty or not, you sort of are getting this peek into the royal life, I guess. I don't know how many people will tune in for that, but I know that whatever said, I'm sure the palace will not be happy, will not be happy. For people listening to us in the great state of Connecticut, and we do have people that listen to us all over Connecticut, so thanks for that. I spent some time in Connecticut. It's a pretty state. It's a close commuter state, too, to New York City. well, some parts of it anyway. Connecticut is going to lift all coronavirus-related capacity limits on restaurants and other businesses in 2 weeks. That's what Governor Ned Lamont has announced. The Nutmeg State, did you know that, is joining some others that have eased lockdowns, like Texas. The Democratic governor, yep, Democratic governor, said, I think Connecticut has earned it. So starting on the 19th, Connecticut retail stores, houses of worship, gyms, hair salons, other spaces are going to be allowed to operate at 100% capacity. 100% capacity. Sports allowed to resume. Indoor sports reopening at 10% capacity starting on April 2nd. And additionally, the state's rule for incoming travelers, which included a 10-day quarantine, will now be an advisory rather than mandatory. So if you wanted to go to Connecticut, you can go to Connecticut now. You can fly in, you can drive in, you can do whatever you want to do. Bars that don't serve food are not going to be allowed to reopen. Movie theaters and performing art venues will still be limited to 50% capacity. Private homes capped at 25 people. Now, how are they going to know that, right? We're having a dinner party. Woohoo! 50 of my closest friends are coming. We'll be out back. It's warmer now. And of course, the Republican governors of Texas and Mississippi, we know this, we've been talking about it recently, announced they were doing away with their mask mandates. Not popular in some areas to actually do the, it's up to you, you know, freedom of choice mask thing. All I can say is we are climbing up that mountain and we are getting closer and closer and closer. And I want to get to that other side of the mountain. You want to get to the other side of the mountain, right? Yes. It seems like forever we've been stuck in Groundhog Day. And, you know, there are people that have had it rougher than most. There's no question. People that lost loved ones because of COVID, people that lost jobs, people that couldn't find jobs, people that were scrambling for a safety net. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But let's get rid of this thing and not have this virus hanging over our heads anymore. Ugh. Get it out of our faces. That evil virus that came in the beginning of March last year, who thought, who knew? I mean, we've said it, if we wind the clock back so many times, the ball dropped on Times Square on 2020. Everybody was excited, gearing up. Oh, this is a decade. Ooh, I'm saving up all my resolutions. I don't think very many of us predicted that this virus would have hit us the way it did, but that's the world we live in. We are more susceptible to viruses anyway because of open borders and lots of traveling, etc. That's a discussion we could have for weeks worth of shows with experts and hot opinions and everything else. Thanks for listening to this version, this hour of the show anyway. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.